America's renewable future is less than a year old, but has already made an impact when it comes to educating presidential candidates about the importance of agriculture and renewable fuels. Eric Branstad, son of Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, was one of the main organizers of the coalition, which just launched in January of this year.
And really, since then, we've been building a large team, and as I like to call it, an army of supporters, who is certainly letting the presidential candidates know how important are the RFS, Renewable Fuel Standard, and ethanol, biofuels, how important they are to Iowa, but also teaching them. A lot of them are not from Midwestern or corn-producing states or ag states. So we're having to teach them how important it is not just to Iowa, but to the Midwest and to the entire country.
Branstad says they've had the opportunity to talk personally with many presidential hopefuls, especially in this past week at the Iowa State Fair, including Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
We had a 40-minute one-on-one meeting with him. And I would say at the beginning of the meeting, I would say his level of education on ethanol and RFS was really a 1 or 2 out of 10. So we were able to spend 40 minutes talking to him about the beginning of the industry, where we were at 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, where we're at today, the efficiencies that have happened, that all of the commodities that are coming out of every kernel of corn. And so after that lesson, came away 2 really good comments from Mr. Trump. Number one, that he has a made in America, from America energy policy. That's important. He doesn't want to see any imported foreign oil. RFS has been very good for much less imported oil. Getting down to zero is something we would all like to see. And number two, throughout the conversation, you could see and hear his billionaire mind working in saying, okay, so if the price of oil is this, then what does this do to you? And if the price of ethanol is this, then what does this do to you? And you could see his billionaire mind working. And the end of the conversation, honestly, and I'll do my best Trump impression here, he said, I want to invest. So I guess that's the best kind of compliment we could get from Mr. Trump.
America's Renewable Future was honored by the American Coalition for Ethanol this week for their political advocacy efforts on behalf of the industry. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.